Ain't Ready Podcast. Huh?
Blog Talk Radio.
So we can get ready to have a conversation, man. You know what I mean? First and foremost, before we do anything, welcome you. A round of applause to the Creator for allowing us to see another day, a name we've never seen before, and I'm quite sure they will never get to see again, family. And this time, give yourself a round of applause. That's for being who you are. That's for being special. You know what I mean? And for being here with us tonight, man. And you know, I really know, like I always say, you could have been anywhere else in the world. But you're here with me tonight, family, and I am truly grateful for that, man. The boomerang effect, family. I already know we do out of time. Roll call it in. Let's see what you're doing.
So when I was running in, you was running out like a bunny.
I already know here,
but it doesn't matter now, cause you was
checking
in, of course.
Yeah, the Carolina. Family, hey, could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with your boy tonight. You dig? It's your boy Pimp Black. Here to get a game service where that cause change. I ain't certain, but with this truth, it gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. Yeah, yeah. Salute, man. Yes. Way wide sipper, man. Net major, y'all know. Net major. Usually something major, but not tonight, man. I've been taking it easy. You know, finally got some time off. You know, from the place of business. So, it's been relaxing today, man, trying to get a little things done, you know, around the house, get a little housework done. Of course, certain things calls for other things, but, you know, we still, making it work, have to make it work, man. And, so each and every y'all forgive me, so, cause a little distracted a little bit because I do have, I'm making sure my baby girl ain't trying to get in here with. Bought the missus a, you know, a lot of y'all don't know me and the missus celebrated our 8-year anniversary, and I got her a new, we have a new addition to the family for the anniversary. The anniversary gift, no, it's not a baby. As much as she wants a new baby, and hey, man, whatever, right? But, you know, she wanted a dog, so I got her a little Chihuahua Yorkie mix. I think Maltese Chihuahua mix, maybe. Not really sure, but a little small teacup kind of thing. I may I should have went and got it and brought it, you know, for y'all to see it. But at any rate, you know what I mean? Welcome, man. Salute to all of y'all. Welcome to the Vain Verdict Podcast. I am Blaze Bolton back again. Everybody checking in on all our streaming platforms, whether you're listening on Breaker, listening on Google Podcast, Spotify, Radio Public, Anchor, Blog Talk Radio, wherever you're checking in, live family. Salute. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all more than welcome. Salute. Go to blackadelicentertainment.com for more information on the Vain Verdict and everything else that we have going on as well. And if you just want to support any type of monetary donations, of course, as always, welcome and appreciate it, family. So, salute to y'all, man. Just look, real briefly, man, I didn't want to hold too long tonight. I didn't really script out, but being just prepared, I just want to touch bases on a few things, which is why I titled tonight this little, you know, rant, I would guess, so to speak, holding ourselves accountable. And which is another way what made me, you know, open up with free your mind, you know. Reason being, you know, naming it, holding ourselves accountable, more so in light of things that have been going on, you know, with my people and my personal life, and as well as, you know, my place of business. By me holding, as always, you know, I guess you could say leadership role in such manners, you know. So by me holding leadership roles in you know, particular areas, you know, it is always my due diligence, you know, I feel to, you know, I always try to, you know, give, you know, positive insight or you know, instructions or advice, if you will, you know, to, you know, guys, you know, like myself that, you know, I guess you could say were like myself in similar, you know, circumstances or, you know, young brothers coming up, you know. And, you know, holding myself accountable, you know, more so for the decisions that we make. You know, in our everyday, day-to-day life and, you know, the way we move and, you know, actions that we make, you know what I mean, things of that nature. But, and, you know, not, you know, blaming others, especially, you know, us as black men, you know, we've been, you know, subjugated to, you know, a downfall, you know, probably, you know, since, you know, America's conception. So, you know, having that knowledge of that, and then, like, a lot of the things, you know, that we do now, you know, a lot of the, you know, what we do to our communities and, you know, to the kids in our neighborhood, you know, it, you know, of our own volition, you know, our own regard, you know, not necessarily being forced, you know, even though a lot of, you know, and I say that because there are always exceptions to the rule. You know, you can't, we can never really say, you know, all black men, all men are dogs and ain't shit, you know, type of guys, because, you know, more so, you know, there's a lot of us that want to be productive, you know, pillars in society and in our community and you know, outstanding, you know, legitimate role models to our kids, and just more so to be father figures in our kids' lives. You know, I'm guilty as such, you know. And I think, you know, a lot of us, you know, there was some situation, you know, that happened with, you know, particular people I know as far as, Damn. I guess it probably wouldn't be right, you know, for me to really go into the details in light of, you know, trying to protect, you know, the names of people involved, but, and, you know, people, you know, connected to a particular situation. So I won't do that, but I will say, you know, us, you know, black men, you know, to be fathers, man, and you know, to be out, the alive, to be free, you know, and that, you know, that's a chance to be around and be in the young man's life or your young daughter's life. That's a blessing, homie. You know, because, you know, in light of how a lot of us, you know, came up and, you know, circumstances and things, you know, we were unfortunate to get ourselves involved in, you know, those things, has taken a lot of us, you know, away from home, you know. You know, I mean, since the 60s, you know, 73% to 82%, you know, of all black households, you know, coming up fathers, you know. You know, the majority of, you know, the majority of the 90%, 80% of us that make up the prison system, you know, came from single mother households, you know. So it's a lot of things that were created and, you know, put in place, you know, that helped create this monster, you know, that we call, you know, the youth of the current generation, you know, or this Generation Z, if you will. You know, and to have, you know, just recently or still, you know, kind of dealing with, you know, these youth, you know, per se, if you will, you know, in your own family and not even, you know, realizing or not having, you know, taken effect or taking into account the influence, you know, that I could possibly, you know, have had on this younger generation. Or, you know, at least, you know, the representation of the young generation that's close to me, you know, within my family or within my reach. I always like to look at myself, you know, and try to strive to be an unapologetic black man. With emphasis on man, you know, you can put a lot more, you know, of whatever you want to put, you know, adjectives or whatever in front of that, but, you know, with the man, all caps, you know, like, no question, you know, somebody that stands firm on, you know, what he believes in, the structure, you know, facing, you know, responsibilities and facing mistakes and, you know, asking for forgiveness, you know, with attempt, you know, to somehow seek healing from those mistakes, you know, yeah, and learning from them and, you know, and trying best not to repeat them and or, you know, trying to help, you know, others, you know, but like myself or in certain, you know, similar circumstances, you know, be the better version of himself. But yeah, man, my I apologize to it's like I want to talk about it with, but it's like it's a lot that is attached to it, and I'm trying to, you know, just, you know, touch it a little bit and give a few scenarios so, you know, this don't come back, you know, to bite, you know, me and you know, loved ones, and, you know, in the long run, for whatever reason. But see, nowadays, you know what I mean, we don't, you know, when we fail, you know, our generation, you know, we fail this current generation of young men. You know, there's nothing for them to praise or glorify other than the things that they see on the television or, you know, in the next rap video or hear on one of these songs, you know. you know, thinking that these things are way of life and law. I mean, you got so many of these young brothers, man, and it's so unfortunate, especially, you know, living here in Georgia, you know, and so much on the news every day, y'all. It's a shooting every single day, man. And like, they have no regard of life at all. These young kids, they think they're living in a real life GTA game. And, you know, when it ain't going your way, or you get caught up with something, you can just put a code in and hit the reset button, man. But unfortunately, this is real life, man. There's no code you can put in. They're going to get them folks off your ass once they get behind them. And, you know, when they going young, man, you know, like, you know, a lot of these niggas, fake niggas, influential niggas, they influence these young boys, man, to want to be like them and be around them. And, you know, sometimes they send them on little moves to make little missions, you know, and things like that in order to, you know, try to get them to do whatever, you know. You know, fortunately, by, you know, the grace of God, that didn't happen with, you know, staff that I was, you know, missing as well, but it's just that, man. I just want everybody to be cautious, you know, everybody be cautious, be aware, you know, in these times, there are a lot of people trying to take advantage of, you know, especially, you know, older people or just people just looking to, there's a lot of people just looking to see who they can scheme and who can they can get over on and where they can get away with. So, and I believe, you know, and like, you know, just going back to that again real quick, you know, holding ourselves accountable. And, you know, that's just for your responsibilities, man. Like, if you're an adult, you know, you carry yourselves as an adult, you know what I mean? Like, anything you do in life, you know, and I stress my this to my sons, and I'm going to leave y'all with this gem, you know, and I'm going to bounce it out. But anything you do in life, man, you give it 100%. You know, dog, you give it your all. That's rather relationship, job, friendship, interacting with coworkers or, you know, whatever it is. You know, if you put 100% into anything and it doesn't work out in your favor, you're still in good because you gave it your best. You didn't have stuff with it. You know, and then more so, I use this analogy a lot, you know, when talking about relationships because, you know, and I like to tell my ladies, if you put your all into this relationship, or guys, for that matter, you put your all into this relationship and it don't work out, it's not your fault because you gave it everything you had. Whatever else it took just wasn't for you. And or, you know, this other person might have just been, you know, too demanding or overzealous, you know what I mean, in the yearning for the love, you know, or for your attention, if you will. I'm not necessarily for love, but for your company, you know? And, you know, when things go, you know, awry, what's the point of blaming others and things like that? You know, you always want to be honest, you know, be honest, be straightforward, always tell the truth, you know? And it's a lot of, quite an easy way to be honest with everybody. Always tell the truth. Don't try to get over on people. It's the best way to kind of secure a great relationship with anybody, you know? People that have nothing but good things or those things, same things to say about you. You know, you don't really leave no room for error. But even if you do have to leave room for error, you know, it's up to your mistakes, man. All your mistakes, all your shit. You know what I mean? And, you know, see what you can do, listen to it, and learn from it, man. Learn from your failures. So things are not repeated. You know what I mean? Other than that, man, salute to each and every last one of y'all. You know, y'all already know what to do. Hit that like, Hit that subscribe button, family. Peace and light.